Hey everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 223, that is 223 weeks of us bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about.
Now, 223 is not actually an area code.
We looked it up.
We did look it up. Right. It is actually a country code 011 and then 223 you'd be calling Mali.
Yeah, Mali in Africa.
In Africa.
Not exactly the same as a short distance call. Short distance
like
call.
A 206 or something like that.
Yeah, 206 or 425.
You got
425 is going to take us a while to get to.
We will get there. We will persevere.
Show by show, we'll get there.
There was no show last week. Because?
There was some traveling going on. There's some traveling.
Almost everybody was traveling.
I was here. There was very few other people around. I could have trooped it out and...
could have walked over to the studio, pressed the record button, come to the front here and
you know what I really should have done is recorded twice, once from each chair, and just had a conversation with myself. See if we could pull that off.
We should try that out sometime, man.
I'd be down for that.
But hey, we got like, eight,
we
nine
have a
comments?
Lot of communication to go through.
Holy crap.
One of them is going to be very disappointing when we get to it. But let's go. We asked you last time, where would you like us to shoot a remote ping episode? We should have known. There will be a couple of these that we could not get through. We'll start off with Jerosis, who said, sadly, his snail mail card was returned as not deliverable.
We have a picture proof of it, though, so you know what? We'll see if we can reach out and
absolutely.
Maybe get his address and details and help him out.
Did you get to hit up the mailroom? Give a good forwarding?
It was on my to-do
funny
list.
Story.
I didn't actually do it, but I need to actually go off and still talk to them.
We'll still get there. We got most of them through, so please do continue to send those postcards. We'll give you the address later in the show.
You got it. He was also saying for his question of the week, where he'd like to go, take us to CenturyLink Field. And invite some of those seagulls.
So I actually, back when I was doing the Countdown to Tech Ed show, did do a show from CenturyLink Field.
Nice.
So if you look in the old history there, I think that was 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That was when we announced that our party for Tech Ed Europe that year was going to be
from a football pitch.
Yeah, football pitch in Amsterdam.
Was that Madrid?
No.
Madrid. Oh, yeah, that was Amsterdam.
Madrid, we did country drinks.
Ooh, so far back. John Marshall coming up and saying, we have to go off and visit the troll.
Because
we never
trolls,
have trolls,
trolls on, ping.
On ping commenters.
I chuckled.
I know.
Chortled, maybe.
That was good. I liked it. Thanks, John.
PGonzo3, also like to see the Xbox Teams area. They've heard that they have a pretty cool space. The one postcard he sent was of the Kennedy Space Center, but in Legos at Miniland USA in Legoland, Florida. That's pretty awesome.
It is.
As far as the Xbox team space, they are over in the studios, I believe, which is one of the newer sets of buildings on campus.
Yep. Studio X, I do believe, actually.
I think they're all over there. I'm not sure how, inside of the team space we could get, but I think someone else also asked about the Commons, and that would be a cool area to go.
Commons is pretty easy.
It would have been better before it started raining nowadays. So for those of you not familiar with Seattle weather, it is absolutely the most perfect weather between July and September,
and then
it rains.
End of September, it starts. So today, I actually felt like it was starting because it was dark when I woke up.
Yeah,
and it was raining all the way through.
Yeah, well, the fall started.
Yeah,
this is the first show of fall. So welcome fall.
Yep. Nice.
Random dude.
Nice. I like that.
Some random dude says in Satya's office, or with him, or the Microsoft Archives. Yeah, I would love to also do a show with Satya. We'll ask him.
Or else, walk into a room with the team who are working on some code and just film them in the middle while they're coding around us.
Yeah, so that is a traditional Channel 9 kind of video. Not necessarily one we do on Ping, but I've gone and sat with people. Actually, the walking around to people's rooms was what we did for 200. Episode 200, you can go back and look at that. We did just burst into people's rooms hilariously, some of them that we couldn't put in.
Satya's office.
I don't even know where his office is.
It's N34. I know that. And like it's known as N34. It's actually they've done interviews from there before on the Microsoft press page. I remember there's a picture where they actually had this beautiful window and it overlooks this, beautiful mountainscape you can see in the background, the Cascade Mountains. And apparently it's bulletproof. It's a very large bulletproof window that I think Gates had installed. So yep.
I don't need to be that famous.
I will tell you that there's special security. You just can't walk in the building.
Nah.
They won't let us in.
Not like the White House.
No. It's definitely up there. We could go and shoot over at the EBC, probably. likes
the
to hang
one
out
half
there.
Of it. Yeah.
At least part of it. We can send
the
EBC
stuff. Try to find some other place very soon. We'll do a remote shoot.
We're due for a remote.
Von Bern, thanks for showing my card. The smile. Okay, that was the nice little smile.
Yeah,
card.
Yeah.
And he loves the Xbox Channel 9 app. That's great. There is the Xbox One app also coming soon. I do not have an updated deadline on that. I do know that we are continually
refining it.
Refining, yes.
Yeah.
We want to have a good experience.
You
don't want to put something out that's just going to be a disappointment.
And I love how he's going to say that his wife is going to be able to now watch with him on large screen TV.
Excellent. We love more viewers.
Mm-hmm. She can comment too. Free user accounts.
This is actually Fabulous Fads. I was talking earlier. Said, understand from the Defrag show that MS has a huge underground parking lot, 2-3 soccer fields. Real big. That's actually the commons I was talking about. I don't know if we could do it from inside the parking lot.
You know what we could do?
What?
They've got a car show there next week.
Ooh, that's true. As part of the month of October, at Microsoft is the giving month.
Yeah.
There are tons of charity events, and one of them is people bring in their cars from their daily drivers to people who are car enthusiasts just to show off, and there's all money goes, I want to say the United Way, but I'm not exactly sure for this
one. One of the charitable organizations.
But there's a bunch of those. We may be able to get some clips from all across.
Maybe we'll see if we can get some
B-roll. That's all the same area, so that's definitely a good idea.
Harold G wants us to do something with a bullfighting ring in Spain.
That was last year.
Yes.
We were in Spain.
We could do a bullfighting ring that they converted to a shopping mall in Barcelona.
Interesting.
Because they have that in near the Museum of Art that we went to. But I don't know.
Good friend Pierre Roman, good friend of the show, posted twice in quick succession.
It's Pierre Roman.
That guy.
Not Pierre Roman. He's part of the French Mafia. Mafia Francais. And he's saying, hey, we can do something in Montreal. He'll buy the beer.
And poutine.
And poutine.
Don't forget the poutine.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because I've not had poutine in...
It's, poutine.
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 Poutine. I have not had poutine.
You got it.
In... Quebec.
No?
Which seems like the place to have.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Also, speaking of must-have apps, Handy Scan for scanning receipts.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that I...
See, I've swapped off a Handy Scan, and now I'm fully a...
Office Lens?
Office Lens.
That's what I use for most of my stuff.
Office Lens now.
Cool.
Techno Guys is saying we should film in the middle of a fruit device store. Interesting.
Just kidding. You guys should film in the middle of a Microsoft store. It'd be pretty cool. We do have two over here, actually. One relatively close to campus, and then another one in Seattle, in the university district.
Don't they have like a Store Zero here, too, somewhere?
I don't know where it is, but there is like a training store.
It's like a training fake store.
Yeah.
It's exactly a replica of what, and a prototype of new stuff coming out in the retail stores, and they call it Store Zero.
I don't know where it is. I'd love to
go there.
You
need to do some investigative work.
I think it may be part of, not part of UBC.
I don't know, man. And Fabulous Fads. Oh my goodness, look at this. He wrote us a book.
I want to jump to the last paragraph.
Okay, so yeah, I'm just scanning through here. Profile picture.
So while you're scanning, he said, Mark, I'm holding you personally responsible for ensuring Rick brings the hashtag sign. It is the first thing I asked him when he walked in.
Wait a second, let me grab it here. Oh. Big nothing.
As I am being personally responsible, I failed. I failed this week.
He was in back-to-back meetings.
Yeah, before this, we didn't have a chance to sing each other. We'll make sure to ping one another before the next show.
Yes, we're both not traveling.
And I think before this show, there's nothing else.
True.
So let's get on to the show. Fun new game now available on Xbox One. We are talking about Castle Storm here.
The Definitive Edition.
Say, I know there was a subtitle there.
The
Castle
Definitive
Storm
Edition.
Definitive Edition is a 2D physics destruction tower defense brawler, how it's self-described.
Yep.
There's a trailer in there which gives a pretty good overview of the gameplay, but there are physics-based weapons, Avion throwing exercise game.
There's also
multiple kinds of weapons, and there's co-op.
Yeah, there's spells you can invoke. There's co-ops you can invoke. Basically, someone's going to be attacking and someone's going to be defending. As far as the overall theme is concerned, 20 new single player battles. In case you're a single player person trying to rank up, and this is also at 1080p, 60 frames a second with 4 MSAAs.
4x anti-aliasing. Yes.
They also do full screen, also split screen mode as well. That looks really cool. What, it's like $15 in the U.S. in the store?
$15 in the U.S. store. You can check in to the marketplace on the website to actually check the price in your region.
And I am going home and buying
them. I was going to say, I'm interested because I can't get enough of split screen or like local co-op games.
Yeah.
I often have friends over.
Yeah.
That's why Peggle gets a lot of use. also sports games. So it looks like another one to throw into the collection. Cancel your plans. Comedy Central is now on Xbox One. That's the headline right from the article.
Nice, I love it.
The Comedy Central app, as you can imagine, allows you to watch your favorite Comedy Central shows directly on your console. There are kind of two modes. There's stuff that is free for everyone to watch, and then a much larger catalog gets unlocked if you log in with your provider's credentials.
Yeah.
So log into your cable connection. But you can definitely watch South Park, Key and Peele, mm-hmm. Daily Show, Colbert Report at midnight, all sorts of favorite shows. I don't know if you are a late night Comedy Central watcher.
Only when I have insomnia. But I do catch normally like the Colbert or the Daily Show online afterwards.
Yeah, so for me, around here at least, if I don't catch it at 11, it comes back on at 1.
Yeah.
There are many times that I'm watching it at 1. It'd be nice just to throw it on the console and watch it as I please there. So also, I know the new season of South Park is coming out
Ooh.
Soon, so it may be good to go back
catch
bone up on
binge
some
watching.
Old episodes and yeah, do a little marathon Sweet. There. So get it now, out of the store, the Comedy Central app.
How many rules do you got in your Outlook environment, would you say?
25 or so?
I actually know someone that I work with that no longer has any space left in the environment
for rules.
He can no longer add rules anymore. Well, there also, in case you didn't know, the ability to go off and have rules as part of your Outlook.com email addresses as well. And they're web-based. You program them, you put them up inside your profile, and they're now up there in your Outlook.com hosted environment, so that's also very good. But basically, we're now saying that we're one of the most sophisticated rules in webmail that is out there in response to basically the flood of information that we get through our inboxes. And so what we did is we went ahead and they did a blog about this on the office blogs for Outlook.com, and they're talking about it from a personality perspective, which is rather interesting.
I do like that approach.
Yeah, it's a bit, you know, how would you explain the rules in a way that is approachable to everybody? If you go to the webpage, you can see here that they got, for instance, one that they call the bouncer. And the bouncer is set up to say, if the category does not include contacts, which means that it's a person inside your contacts, auto-categorized, automatically move to a subfolder. So basically, VIP line or general admission.
Right. I'm a fan of the mother-in-law. Which is emails that you really need to reply to but keep forgetting.
Yeah.
This one will automatically flag unread emails from your mother-in-law to after 3 days, making sure you read them in time and keeping you out of trouble.
Yeah.
So you can designate whoever you want to be that flagged person and to make sure that you constantly, not constantly, but you get back to them
in
with them
in fashion.
SLA. Yes.
In SLA. You have a mother's SLA?
She would love if I did.
They also get quite sophisticated. Like they have one here called the couponer. Which is talking about being able to go in and look for an eye out of the word free inside of category newsletters, categorize them specifically for shopping, and then move them to a folder. And you could probably even do a else, move them to your inbox
right.
and flag them as important if they did contain the word free.
One other quick one was the umbrella that I saw, which is it selectively, you want to get information from a certain organization, let's say someone that you're purchasing something from,
mm-hmm.
but every time you purchase something, you get added onto 12 newsletters as well.
Yeah, yeah.
This will actually, like a little umbrella, just block you off of all the other stuff raining down upon you and allow you to just get those shipping notifications
right.
or receipts and things like that.
So
there's
got
plenty
a great,
of them on here.
Great little graphic explaining each one. Go and see which one fits your style in case you don't already do this right now. Take control of your inbox and then maybe go ahead and implement some of these rules.
A new piece of hardware that Microsoft is releasing is called the Universal Mobile Keyboard, and one interesting feature is that it's made for universal devices.
Mm-hmm.
So we all know and love the built-in kickstand keyboard on the Surface,
mm-hmm.
but if you have one of our partners' Windows devices, it does not come with a keyboard and it's a pure tablet. You can pop it on here,
also
pair
works,
via Bluetooth.
Also works with the
works great.
Miniature robot devices and also the Fruit devices as
say,
well.
Works across all sorts. Has a little switch to pair all the different pairing modes between your iOS and Android flavors. It is nice and sleek, has a built-in battery that will will last.
They're saying six months on a charge?
Six months on a single charge, and just 10 minutes of charging provides enough power for a full day of use.
That's insane.
Imagine it's about probably the same amount of power used in like one of those Bluetooth mice. Yeah. Imagine, right? Like those don't die off pretty quick. They basically just have to do that Bluetooth integration. But yeah, it has a little stand in there to prop up your device. Is foldable to different angles. It is available this October for $79.95 US dollars.
Yep.
So whatever device you have, we have a little piece of hardware to help you out.
I would say they even have the little command key.
Yeah, they have a command key and an option key. It is like actually trying to be extremely universal, not kind of accommodating one over the other, which is nice. One more fun piece of hardware coming out soon. Actually, the end of October, Microsoft will be releasing the Microsoft Wireless Display Adapter. Someone got to the naming there.
Did not come up with a fun name.
However, let me do a little explaining. People are familiar with other screencasting devices.
Yeah, like I've got like a hockey puck that I can plug in that makes it work.
Microsoft Wireless Display Adapter is a Miracast display adapter. Mm-hmm. And Miracast is simply a standard that a cooperation of companies have come together to form in order to basically think of it as wireless HDMI. Mm-hmm. And so this has one end is a USB plug, one end is a HDMI port. So you plug it into your television and then you plug it to power.
Yeah, you don't plug the USB into your laptop.
Correct.
And that one into the device. There's a nice little picture right there that actually shows you
how
they both go into the TV device.
And then you can, just like if you plugged in a second monitor into your computer or other device, you can extend, duplicate, or send all of your things to that. So it's not just restricted to a certain app or a certain browser or anything. You can swipe over in Windows 8.1 and add wireless display.
I was about to say, all you do is you swipe over, you hit devices, and then you choose
and add wireless devices, display, and then you can move something, you can simply drag something over. It does work on certain phones. I know actually the Galaxies, S5s have this technology built in.
The 1520 does.
1520 definitely does. Your Surface devices.
They
I don't
work.
Remember if it the original RT does, but
no,
almost
the
all
the next generation RT does.
Right, and the pros all do.
Yep.
So lots and lots of devices are going to be compatible with this standard. This is a nice little piece of hardware to make your TV now compatible or any screen.
It's very the good thing I like about this design is it's very compact.
Yeah.
Like I literally have a hockey puck, so it's kind of big and clunky. This one literally is about the size of a converter dongle with a USB on it.
Yeah, I was going to say about the same as like one of those network adapters for thin books that don't have a port, something like that. Not too
I'm
bulky.
Impressed.
Definitely passes the living room test.
So it's currently on a pre-order until the end of October.
Pre-order $59.95 out of the Microsoft Store and available on Halloween, December 31st.
I'm a home automation geek. I am. You know, it's tough right now because I actually rent my house. I don't own my house right now because I'm new in the environment. But there's some really cool capabilities of being able to add on to your existing houses to be able to have home control home automation. Microsoft partnered a little while ago with Insteon to be able to work closer to be able to get better integration across Windows products into their products. And they actually just released an update for an app and released a Windows Phone app talking about how to interface and work with some of their controllers. And so you can now actually have, with the sample prototypes that they have, the ability to go through and have Cortana go and talk to and respond back to your requests. You can say maybe, hey, Insteon, it's too hot in here, into your phone, into your app, in which case Cortana can respond back, hey, it's a little too hot, how about if I turn the temperature down, is that okay? And it'll go ahead and interface with the controller, turn down the temperature, and then you're all good to go.
So that's kind of neat because we, when Cortana was released with Windows Phone 8.1, we released an entire SDK with it. Mm-hmm. So any app can out there go ahead and integrate with it. This is a very, like, normal, straightforward idea. Like, yes, this is an obvious place for integration, I guess what I'm trying to say. Because who doesn't want to be able just to talk in their home? I know I have gotten hooked on talking to my Xbox.
Oh, totally.
Not for every command, but just I'm walking back and forth to the kitchen, let me pause the video, I'm sitting down with my ice cream, I don't want to put it down. data controller.
So currently you can go ahead and you can do the ability to control lighting, control locking and unlocking of doors, opening up and closing garage doors, adjusting thermostats and that sort of stuff, but they're all, it's all basically first round, first attempts, and so far, pretty good.
That's it for episode 223 in the can. Thanks for watching Ping Show this week. Don't forget to follow our conversation all week at hashtag
Ping Show.
We'll get that sign soon. Like I said, ping us on the we're using hashtag or at Rick's personal Twitter account,
RicksterCDN.
I am at Mark DeFalco. You can also follow the comments below this episode. Please comment below. We will prompt you with a question of the week.
Oh, we also have the Facebook page.
I'm sorry, yeah, facebook.com/ThePingShow. The Ping Show.
Question of the week. You know what? How about the Insteon stuff, the home automation? If you could have Cortana do anything for you to automate a piece of something inside your house, what would the command be? What would it do?
Cortana, make me a sandwich.
Cortana, Earl Grey.
Hot. Tea, Earl
Tea.
Grey.
Earl Grey.
Hot. Actually, what I really like would be Cortana, schedule coffee to be made at 8:30 in the morning. That would be fantastic.
I'm already at work by half an hour by then.
Good for you.
Send us some snail mail, too, if you wanted to. You can reach us at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, at 98052.
Very good.
I think that's about it. We should head out, man. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. See you next time.
Long distance. Back in the hole.